another struggle, another obstacle, another bout.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Just about, she gets off soon, I think, and I guess she's been having to go to them fucking classes or whatever, but she handed her levels. She ain't quit smoking, but she dropped her levels in THC. That's how it goes now, some shit. But it doesn't make no sense, and I thought the same thing when it comes to alcohol.
Welcome to another session with the Jester. And the boys. What's up, Uncle? Phil? Dennis? What's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
So I cut you off, Dennis, because y'all were going to start being a little premature, and I couldn't have that. So what happened, Dennis?
What happened?
Exactly. What happened? Jamestown Police did what?
Found another body.
Yo, what you know what I understand about that is that they say that the body was reported by a passerby. Oh. It's in a fucking alley in the back way of a dead end.
It's somebody who knew he was there.
You don't just pass by there.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's a dead end, you know? It goes into the back of a couple businesses.
And you climbed up that hill to get in that thing heavy, you know?
From Dugan's?
Up. Yeah, to go up to carry smoke. Beer or whatever.
No, just hang back there and smoke.
Yeah,
that's when we would skip school, we'd hang back there.
But coming up from First Street to Second, it's a bitch to climb.
I don't know. You ain't going up that shit. I never did that. I always went down the alley.
Is that where they found that body?
So it came from.
You know
Second
where Dugan's
Street.
Is?
I'll go take bar. You right to where it's at.
You know where the police station is?
Yeah.
You know Dugan's bar right before. The
right before, right?
Yeah. Well, right in between there and Mojo's, there's an alley that goes down.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it goes down probably from here to your car. That's about it. And then
that's
it stops.
100 feet.
And then that's in the back of the businesses. Mm-hmm. It don't go any further. It's a bunch of fucking nothing, really.
But also,
But what I'm getting at is, it's not somewhere that someone's going to, you can't drive by it. There's no physical way to drive by it. Because you would have to drive down that alley to a dead end where you wouldn't even be able to turn around.
Maybe somebody's walking down that street.
So it's closer to First Street than
walking down it.
Walking down First Street.
No.
You can't
you
see
wouldn't
it.
Go into
it
the
don't
way.
Go
you
from second to first.
It
goes
where
down.
Was
it,
where was the body found?
Right behind them. You go down the alleyway.
Yeah.
And it turns into trees. Apparently it was in the wood, a wooded area, like he said.
Huh. Yeah, like it stops and there's a cliff and then there's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, Barashi. It's like a hill like this that you'd have to climb up.
Where a building used to be, it's gone now.
It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you said when you read it, they found
somebody
another.
Somebody must have even thrown him over the cliff, or he fell over the cliff or something.
Or,
I don't see why they would go over that cliff.
Looking for.
You had said they found another body.
Well, they found bodies.
Well, they keep, you know. There's two missing people in this town that are white, though. Two missing white guys.
Well, did you see? I wonder what the latest is on the guys in Oklahoma.
That Kevin guy.
I know they found the body.
That was Robert Prendergast. He walked out of his door and never seen again.
Hmm.
That was fucking over a year ago. So if it's remains, it could be him. But if it's a body, then it's somebody.
Well, they said it was decomposing. It was decomposing a little bit.
But he's been gone a year, so he would have been decomposed already.
Yeah.
But then again, you got all those fucking apartments right there. So who knows, you know what I mean? And there's homeless left and right. Like yesterday, me and my brother, we're sitting there and there's some... He looks like the guy you brought over to Amy's house. With you, the black guy, bald. And you said, oh, he's real cool, he's my neighbor. And then all of a sudden he did a home invasion or something, or stole something from somebody.
Oh, no, that's not Frank. I don't know
which time I ended. You brought him over one time.
That one guy, I remember that one guy.
And then you said that.
And he got in trouble like shortly after.
Yeah, for like a home invasion or something, or robbed somebody's house. Well, anyways, it looked like him sitting in front of my job last night. Me and my brother go in the job, and mind you, it's fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, and a guy looks at us and says, "You keep it moving." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You keep it moving." And I said, I'm going in here. I work here. You know what I mean? I was that close to saying something cocky to him. But then when we went back outside to talk to the guy, we gave him water and 3 pieces of candy. You know what I mean? He started to talk to us the whole time. He stood here like this with his jacket open. Dude had something right here. Either a big ass knife or a gun.
Or a pipe.
No, it was red. It had a red handle. But he kept going like he wanted us to know.
Wait,
he
had. Hold on. What, when? Did you hear?
Last night.
When did that claw to your wine get busted? That, you know that dude that...
Well, by my brother's house? That liquor store?
No. Get in trouble with Kyle.
Oh.
He actually helped the whole quick fill robbery thing, apparently, from what I heard. That claw, the one that fucking came in my backyard. Me and Kyle went down to his house and smacked the shit out of him. Took my shit back.
This guy's tall. He looked older than us.
What made me say that is he just got arrested. I don't know when. Just recently, because Kenzie just...
And it kept bringing me back to that guy he brought over, the bald head.
He got in a domestic fight, and he hit someone with a pipe.
Older black dude?
Yeah.
I never know Frank to get in any trouble. I could be wrong.
Like, anyways, he's sitting there talking to us. Some other dude who looked like fucking Riddler comes walking out of the parking ramp, talking to himself, and all of a sudden this guy's like, "You keep it fucking going over there, man. You fuck with me again, I'm gonna fucking murder you." He said this fucking straight up. You know what I mean? There's fucking a homeless dude sitting over here on the bench. There's another homeless group sitting over here on the bench. Dude, I mean, go up there on a Sunday, no lie, at like 2 in the morning. It's like a homeless fucking convention up there. Just fighting with each other.
Where?
Right there at the parking ramp in front of the...
On 4th?
City Hall.
By Chocolate.
Oh, shit.
Right in there. You'll see them walk, because they live right down there by the police station in that fucked up house on the corner. And they come up all the time, dude, and they're just fucking always trying to fight with each other and argue and all this and that. And then the one dude came by, I guess, with a German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd scared the guy, made him drop his phone, picked up his phone and broke it. And then he was waiting for the guy to come back around the corner. That's why he said he was sitting there. He said he's going to fuck him up. And then you got a girl sitting on the bench over here crying. And that, it looked like fucking Futter, the other dude. You know what I mean? Fucking coming to get her.
Futter?
Yeah.
What's Futter?
It's his name.
In spite of it, he was operating those fucking those trap houses, escort girls type thing, but a lot of people said he was just shooting up the girls and let people go at it with him. And the girl wouldn't even know. And he just keep doping them up.
I got a question. You know those drones that you see flying, people flying them around? Okay, now, you know how the countries, the military have drones that do shootings and missile launches?
Yeah.
That ain't some little-ass fucking thing, right? It's like, and then it has this fucking missile attached to it. It's like a plane that they call a drone.
It's not a full-size plane. It's bigger than the little ones that you see, but it's...
But got them a lot more...
I'm guessing, I have no idea, but I'm guessing 12 feet long with a 8-foot wingspan.
Wait, garbage can size?
No, a little bit bigger than that.
12 feet?
12 feet? So you're talking like...
2 feet over a basketball thing.
Almost like a mini bullet.
Like, I could be wrong, but...
What's up, bud?
Trouble.
I can barely breathe, but because I got a big stuffy nose.
Yeah, well, you gotta go blow your nose. Here's a tissue right here.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, dude.
Bring it out.
Okay, then whatever. Live with it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. There's two types of people in this world. People who bitch about problems and people who solve problems.
Well,
which type of person
do
you want to be?
You want to bitch about it, you want to solve it. Just saying, it's the truth. That's how it is. You can deal with it or you can fucking get rid of it and blow your nose. And you ain't got stuff stuffed up there as much. It ain't going
to
help with you being
in
this world either.
Worse, and then
smoking.
They
got to
go up in there.
Oh, yeah.
Blow your nose.
You're
shot.
Go get a vacuum cleaner.
I only swiped, it didn't go up.
A vacuum cleaner.
There ain't no such thing as try it. You either do it or you don't.
True story right there.
I tried.
And you failed. You
what?
Tried, you failed.
No, you just got to keep trying until you get it.
And you don't get it. And when you get it, then you did it.
Yeah.
So you didn't try. You did it.
Well, then we breathe too.
Well, we told you how to solve that problem.
No, we can barely breathe, not fun. Because, I have a stuffy nose.
Well, we can blow your nose.
You can still breathe out your mouth. I'm not a nose breather. I don't breathe through my nose. I always breathe through my mouth. I've never really done a nose because it's always been clogged.
I breathe through my butthole.
Once in a while I will, but that's only when I choke or something. I start coughing. We told you how to get rid of it.
No, this is a stuffy part, and this is not. I can't breathe out.
Then you go like this.
Then you clog. You
blow and then
one,
blow out the other one.
Yeah.
Or like this, blow out that one. Whatever one's clogged up, you plug the opposite one in.
You don't want to put water up it, it burns. But that's another way.
Wait, is it snowing?
Yeah.
It was.
A little bit.
It was a little bit, which is boo. We don't like snow.
I don't mind it.
I like it. I just don't like it. The freezing cold.
Well, actually, this year,
I don't have to shovel.
I don't have to shovel this year, so let it snow.
Will you piss off your neighbors? Playing that loud music?
No. Oh. I don't play my music loud. I'm not an obnoxious person.
You word, you're real.
Oh, ha ha ha. That wasn't loud. And plus, that was the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah, right next to us.
Well, it's a small apartment. It's either my way, man. My way or the highway.
I didn't know if you heard boom, boom, turn your
turn down. No. Well, I believe I get a pass because the kids who live upstairs are always jumping, banging, stomping, rah, rah. It's just, so I don't fuck them.
So that's probably why that apartment was up. Open.
Maybe. It doesn't really bother me all that bad. It doesn't really bother me.
Heavy sleeper.
They don't do it at night. It's just during the day. You know, but they're kids. It's what else you expect? And again, it's a little less apartment, and I think they have like two kids up there.
Yeah, it's probably paper thin walls and floors.
The walls don't seem to be so thin because I don't hear my neighbors. I only hear the one up above.
Caleb asked for Doritos. I don't want them. Caleb does. Okay, I'll go get him some.
Was he the one I met before when we took something out there in the truck?
Probably. Yep.
Carry it upstairs or we helped him move or something. I forgot.
In the apartment complex?
Yeah.
In Golanda.
Yeah.
You can apply for a student loan.
One just past the bridge on the left.
Yeah.
The application for Biden's student loan forgiveness program is available.
Yeah, I've been in all.
You should fill what I asked what school he went to. School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
All those departments.
How much did it pay? Almost my life.
Yeah, what did it cost? Arm and a leg. A little bit of my right hand.
Addiction.
I'm at the Hard Knocks and I'm just waiting for life. You know?
These two COVID variants could drag the next
surge. Does Becky get the Her kids are too old now, huh? When it comes to taxes.
She has, well, I think.
So she don't get her income no more?
Her son just graduated last year.
It was for 2021.
Yeah, I don't think he was in high school that year.
So then she probably did it, so she might be getting a check in the mail.
$270? Is that what it was?
I'm not sure. Bucks. It depends on your situation. Because we just got one today in the mail.
That was like $270 for every eligible dependent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But listen.
It couldn't be that much. It's probably up to that much.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't get that much. Because we would have got well over $1,000 if that was the case.
True.
I wish I knew someone that had owned one of those boom things. Like a good friend or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Where they wouldn't fucking rape me and rental
expenses.
Like if it was a good friend, they would just be like, we'll put gas in it and go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll bring it over on a Sunday. That'd be perfect. You know, you're not going to use it. It's just sitting there. And one person I know, they're like, I don't know if they'll let you use it.
What did you ask them?
Well, Paul cuts
Damn
trees.
It.
What?
Forgot your beverage.
Paul cuts trees. His boss has one of them trucks that you get right in the fucking bucket, and it lifts you way the fuck up there.
Gotcha.
I don't know if he'd let me use it. Well, then motherfucker, come over and help me then. One day. That's it. You know what? You don't even got to do anything. Just sit down there, drink your Captain and Coke. I'll do it. You just be there with the fucking truck.
Yeah.
So nothing's happened. It's not like I'm going to go fucking pawn shit or something.
That's...
You know, I'm not even, like, cutting trees or nothing's going to fall on it and break it.
Yeah, you're just...
Bringing me up there so I can get to it more safely for me.
I was shocked when you told me how much they wanted it for rental.
Dude.
Yeah, everything there is cheap, and then you told me that. I'm like, wow. I've never, you know, those things outside must cost a lot to rent.
Down here on foot? I haven't checked here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they have what I'm looking for.
Not high enough, it was.
Down here. They have other shit like backhoes and shit like that. But you know, Faulkner Rental or whatever, United Rental in Faulkner, just past the school on the right, they have a whole bunch of them motherfucking booms out there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I called there. They want, for one day, $560. For a week, it's $1,100 and some. For a month, it's $2,000 some. And I'm like, man, I just can't pay $500 some to use it for one fucking day. That's ridiculous. What about a half a day? $250?
I'll pay that.
Then you guys gotta come pick it up. But you can't take it if I'm up on it.
Right.
And then I'll fucking bitch and complain that there's issues with it the whole time so I can get it a little longer.
Use it for half the day and then be like, hey, it broke. Oh, no, it's not
like,
working.
Yo, this motherfucker ain't working. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You ain't gonna get done that day. And say, hey, you know what I mean? I should get something back.
And I can't admit, my one boss, he rented one for this job we were doing. I didn't realize it cost that much until when I looked for it. But I'm like, Jesus Christ, that motherfucker must pay a lot because we had one for about a month when we did the one job. And it's like, he had to have put that right into the contract.
I'm going to tell you something. I really didn't listen to that story because I am really fucking high right now. And I have no idea why. No, Mr. G.
Right there, Uncle Tom.
What's up, homie?
You got all the fucking leaves in your yard? You got a tree?
Yeah, I know.
What's going on, Jeff?
You should have shaken the leaves in the trees.
Well, they're falling, so they ain't shaking no more.
Yo, did I tell you I'm moving out of maintenance?
Yeah.
Move up teller?
Moving up to electronics. Oh. And then eventually I'm going to become a teammate.
You gonna sneak about the back?
And... Well, as long as I don't say where I'm working at electronics.
Hand me a grinder. Empty.
He said thanks. See, I threw all that.
I said, he said your shit was whack, Dad.
He said, your uncles didn't take either.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
I want to get, I'd like to get focused on it.
I'm really
high. I'm really.
Well, yeah, I'll have kids this year.
How sick?
Have you seen her lately?
Fine.
Is she working at the
Tim Hortons store?
Which one?
Right down there. She lives right there in the corner across from the Greek church. Whole street in the Greek church. It's the one with the wood deck all in the back. Every fucking floor has a porch.
How many floors is it? Three? Two?
Three.
Which one's she on?
Third.
Okay.
But she gets the second floor porch. It's a small apartment.
Her and Scram Buggy? How's probation going with her? Should be done, right?
Just about. She gets off soon, I think. And I guess she's been having to go to them fucking classes or whatever. But she handed her levels. She didn't quit smoking, but she dropped her levels in THC. That's how it goes now, some shit. But it doesn't make no sense. And I thought the same thing when it comes to alcohol.
Hey there, Jester family. I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor we have called 71 Degrees and Cloudy. They have smoking deals on your smoking accessories. They have smell good dab pads, dab rigs, flower rigs, posters, apparel, everything you need to smoke. Fuck yeah. Check them out at 710andcloudy.com. Remember to use the code SWED10 at checkout. Save 10% on your entire order. Now let's get back to the show.
It's like, if you're 21 and over, how are you going to sit here and say, I can't come home from work and have a beer?
Probation.
Yeah, but
that's bullshit. I hear
it. It is. I don't think they should. I think.
Well, they, I know parole stopped doing weed testing.
Yeah.
They don't do that. I don't know if they still do alcohol tests. Yeah, I was like 2 years, 3 years too early.
Yeah, just a
heads up. 4 years to her, maybe five, but...
We're recording.
Yeah, no, he showed me.
I know, but then...
He lets me know right away.
Gotcha.
He said we're on the wire.
He makes sure you ain't slipping.
What's up, what? Oh, we got that fucking transmission broke for you.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that shit, man. They don't ever give you enough fucking space to get down in there either.
What do you gotta do to take bolts off all the way around?
All the way around. You gotta take off a couple of the pipes going to it. You gotta take off the mounts.
Right.
I blame Russia.
That's fucking pain.
Russia's fault.
No knuckle busters this time, though. I'm fucking happy all the time.
Bam! Who plays tonight besides the Yankees?
Denver and the Chargers.
It's getting close.
You what?
What?
100 and 160. That's my team,
right? Yeah, the college.
Yeah, I won my two college games.
I know.
Every time I pick college I've always won.
The last
year.
Last game I almost lost, so I won that by one. And they were crushing them in here. Me.
USC?
Here I am getting excited.
USC?
USC?
USC too.
Awesome. I'm like, oh, I'm on the fucking Utah. I'm like, you better go for two. You better go for two. It goes into overtime. Oh. And then it's fucking more stress. Because it ain't a final.
So USC was getting points because they were on the road?
I didn't understand that one.
Because they're ranked higher than them.
Yeah, so.
But they were on the road, though, so. Mama went too,
maybe,
huh?
Maybe somebody was out for USC, like a good running back or quarterback. I don't know. I don't even know who they have anymore. I know they get good drafts or good recruits.
What's so. That's Lincoln Riley's first year up there, isn't it?
And they always get the quarterbacks.
I heard Javon Thomas was pretty good.
Don't mean they're going to pan out in college, but
Javon Thomas, group. He's making a name up.
Yeah. I was wondering if anybody would
catch Tennessee?
No, I think it's Denver.
Man, I would have loved to go to Tennessee for college, man.
Well, the girls out there?
Holy shit, man. I stopped there for gas, too. It's nice, too.
That's where Rex just went for his anniversary. Yeah.
Real nice. Go to Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Did you ever see what the fuck that dude hung up on the thing or not? Remember when he walked by and heard something on the fucking telephone pole?
I think it was sure.
Little buddy around?
Did you ever see it? Yeah, did he come back and get it or something?
You seen him?
He was there the next day, and then he was gone.
That's weird.
I'm looking for his car keys. They're right here.
You got anything?
Hand it to me.
No.
No. Jeff.
Jeff. Sure. Open your eyes.
Here they are. Look at the motherfucker.
He's beaming. How many lines you do?
Got a couple? Nah. Is that how he was fucking focused, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. They're open.
Yeah, they're open, dude. I see it. Oh. Our numbers are...
We're going to give you $20 this week, too, for your brother.
Per square?
Yeah, he asked me for
one. I want to get one, too.
Alright.
Alright, we're two for the Chargers. I fucking hate twos. 2-1.
And we want a little 80-80 seat.
2-1.
2 for the Chargers, 1 for Denver.
Itty bitty seat. I've never seen one this small.
Yeah.
Here, we grab that for him. I have no nails. It's right on top.
What am I doing?
You'll see it.
What is it?
Little itty itty bitty
04.
Seat. Little tiny, tiny fucker.
The white? Bro.
Cough break. Cough break.
Oh, I can't wait for this to be fucking done.
What's wrong with you?
Huh?
What's wrong with you? That's so weird.
Sciatica. Day number 7 of week number 4. I swear to pretty God I'm on the downhill side. It's gotta be fucking giving up sometime soon. 2 college wrestlers seriously injured in grizzly bear attack.
Well, they out there wrestling
with bears.
Is that Russian dude, Kermakina, what's his name? The UFC fighter? Felt, what's his name?
They all out there drunk.
You can do it!
The Khabib. Yeah, the Khabib used to wrestle with them things when he was.
Yeah.
2 college wrestlers suffered serious injuries in grizzly bear attack while
hunting.
That
dude was a monster.
For shed antlers.
He gets you on the fucking ground, man. It was over with.
Oh, they're hunting antlers?
Yep.
I know someone that does that shit.
Kendall Combs. Find them on the ground, yeah.
Do they show
the guy out?
Who?
Tell him. Like, when he's driving around, I guess he got, like, eagle eyes. He'll see them out in the fucking, out in the, what do they call them, the fields and shit. Like, then he'll stop.
They're in South Fork.
I don't know. Cody got
eagle eye.
Who?
Tone.
Who's that?
One of the Egglestons.
Tony Eggleston.
I
know Tommy.
You know Tone?
His brother Andrew? Rue?
He's got a brother. Isn't he gay?
He might be. He wasn't before.
Yeah. Those over at Wellman or Hogue or something like that.
That's where they grew up. I grew up on Wellman.
Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Washington Street? Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
Tony
right across where we put our plants. You know, we were down farther.
Right.
Or was that next street? Was that street over? That was on Wellman, wasn't it?
That was on Wellman.
Next street over is
Wellman.
Is there
like five or whatever? Well, no. Wellman's like this. Washington runs like this. Yeah.
There's one
you
got
plants on Wellman?
Yeah.
You got plants on Wellman?
Wasn't it Wellman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those fucking things are pretty, too.
Yeah, they're like 21 of them, I think.
Well, everything that grows up on Wellman is pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty.
They're all bigger than us.
Fuck yeah.
With big fucking fat knives.
I should have just fucking cut them down when I was out there with a dog the week before.
That was at least.
They were fucking pretty.
5 pounds a week taken from us.
They were pretty buds too, weren't they?
Yeah, that purple. That's a good bud too.
Phil called me at work, man. They called. Well, I'm good, motherfuckers.
There you go. Fucking pirates, man.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
We try to grow enough so they can just take some and leave us some, man. Oh, because they leave us none.
Greedy, man.
That was a pretty sight, though. Come, hey, what are you doing?
When you walk through and you come out and boom.
On this bag, dude.
It opens right up.
You want to walk here?
No, the bag's empty.
What you? Are you riding in the back seat? You don't got a chauffeur? All right, my fault. All right. Tell him to smack the shit out of him if he lets me get my fucking 9 stamps. Bye. Oh. Yeah. You see it come up on them. You see them one. What's that? 2 at first, was it, Phil?
Then, my baby.
Yeah. And they crawled underneath that little bush.
2 or 3.
And then you see him fucking.
That's a Ford.
Yeah. I was looking for the Marine stickers and I didn't see them. Did I tell you that your son's a Marine now?
Yep.
Right. Graduated boot camp.
Good.
Home on Sunday leave.
See the world. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Take a career of it. Make money. Pay for your schooling. I wish I'd do that shit when I was a kid.
I wish I would have too, honestly.
Only game,
man.
Game 5?
I mean, that's the only one.
Baseball, yeah. Everything else is done. I think Houston's gonna win it all again. Them fuckers there, man. They just keep playing and playing and playing.
I don't know.
What?
I really think Philly can do it.
Yeah, you weren't saying that shit a month ago. San Diego's hot. Philly's hot.
Everybody in our division is hot, though. All three. Yeah. I mean, going slumps. But when you're hot, Harper is fucking killing it right now.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's in their machine down there.
He's got to be mad, you know. He leaves Washington.
They win one. Yeah. It just might not be in his destiny to ever win one. Yeah, I hope he never wins.
The thing that sucks is fucking 2 of them games, Houston should have got beat.
Yeah, well, the first game, yeah, they fucked that game. That's where they fucked that series up.
But then they went that one game, a whole bunch of extra innings.
Well, that's where they won. Wasn't it 17, 15? That's what they wanted, 3-0. What, are you going to erase your coffin?
As long as nobody else is talking, man, I cut it out. Because I cough too goddamn much.
So what about these NC Pitt tickets?
It's December 31st.
Well, you're trying
December
to get...
December 31st.
Yeah, it's not February. February's the one in Carolina. They switched it. Well, it's December 30th or 31st.
You said we're like 200?
Yeah, they're right. They're second. Lot, yeah, but you can't get in the bowl, down in the bowl. That's all students. No, but we're gonna get the start of the top, the second, and it's gonna be right behind Carolina's bench. It's Monk's had a great seats.
They get rowdy.
You can look right now and you can see
the player. In the middle?
No, it'll be on the end.
Like the right?
It'd be the whatever left side or
you
whatever.
But tickets? Or?
No, he's Ashley's gonna order them. We gotta figure out how many people are gonna go though. I gotta see if I can get off work because it's December 31st and we're fucking slammed.
That's New Year's.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. It's a Saturday. It's either gonna be a Friday or a Saturday.
New Year's in Pittsburgh. Huh?
They ain't posted yet.
I've done that before already.
Have
you? Yeah, with Jesse.
What's that?
New Year's in Pittsburgh.
I remember going to Pittsburgh. I don't remember a lot about it.
I remember
that we went.
Only visited Jane, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember much about it.
We went to the bar and
you black out.
No,
and
I
met those escorts and shit. And you don't remember all that?
Met some hoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come to find out Jay's girl was an escort.
Okay. He didn't plug you in?
He found out. He didn't even know.
This is all for real?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
We're all fucked up. Well, me and Jay and Ray have our 42nd night.
Jesus. Oh, hold on, I'm out of here, man. I'll be right back. Yo, hit the flag in there, man, because I don't want my boy talking about that shit, man. They be like, this name ain't right, he's still kids.
No, it's the only time I ever did.
Is that why Jesse don't remember?
Well, maybe I did not do it, I don't know.
Gotta at least try everything once, right?
Did I do it, man?
We felt bad because we were trying to hide it.
You
throw
like heroin.
You
know
what
I mean?
Didn't
hit?
What? You might have. Fucking mad. I can't remember. You don't remember going to a big ass buffet and everybody.
You didn't put a flag on it?
I don't remember. I don't remember really. I remember that we went, but I don't remember.
The one day in band camp?
I don't remember going.
It was a good time. I can't believe you don't remember it.
I know.
That's we were there for like 2 days.
It was after our accident, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's my brain injury. I don't remember shit.
Yeah, I want to say 2004. Because I lived on Francis when we went, and that's when I lived there. It was 2004 for a little bit. May have been 2003, but I want to say 4.
Yeah, I wish I could remember. That sounds like I missed a good time. I may have, or I may have not smoked meth.
This kid driving that truck's a douchebag right there.
Fuck you.
Looks like it. No, fuck it. I ain't worried about it. Unless you don't want it. Do you want it on there?
What?
You not want it on there? Well, there you go, then. It makes for a good show, man.
Didn't like it last time I did it. I honestly, like I said, I don't remember if I did it. I always said I'd try anything that won't kill you. I'll never do heroin. That was when I was young and dumb, though, you know what I mean? Never ever try that. Never would. Because that's a choice. I don't want to make excuses and say it's a disease. But I don't have that addictive personality. Except for if it's something that I like.
Cigarettes? A Red Bull?
Cigarettes, Red Bull tree. I probably could say I am probably with that. You know what I mean? Because
I am.
I've been on probation, still didn't quit.
Shinehan Botanicals, man. CBD products. They're one of the best on the market you'll find, and if you get them through me, I can get you a cheapest price out there, because you are not going to find a better price if you get them through me. I can, if you buy 5 tinctures, I can get you each tincture at $40 a bottle. I mean, if you try to find that place anywhere else at that kind of price, you won't, but it's okay. Hit me up at at The Promoting Jester. ThePromotingJester at gmail.com. Send me your orders, send me your questions. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I mean, we have vapes, we have gummies, we have tinctures, we have roll-ons. Oh, we're having a temporary disruption with the supply chain of the roll-ons, but they will be back soon. But everything else, we have pet tinctures, you know, for your animals, which relieves their pain. I mean, my nubby, I couldn't imagine if he was in pain. When he gets older and starts, you know, feeling, I'm going to get him those pet tinctures because, God damn it, he deserves them. Ha! So, again, that's thepromotingjester at gmail.com for all your orders and all your questions.
God damn. Well,
how's it work where you live, I mean, with trick-or-treating?
I have no idea.
Can you make it in the building?
No. No, it's a secure building.
Secure. Just haven't ran into kids like us yet.
Somebody's answering that door.
Well, someone's sitting right outside that bitch waiting for someone to come out. Once they come out, boom. They're in there. That's what we used to do over there at,
Hotel.
Where was it? Right downtown there.
Hotel Danzo?
No, I don't think so.
At night they locked it.
Charleston Apartments used to have to do that shit down there.
Branch school.
But I would just go like that most of the time, like what you said. Some kid would hear it and fucking buzz me in.
Somebody would push the button. They always did.
We don't have buttons to push. That's why I always hear people outside yelling, yeah, yeah,
Open the window, eh? Open the door, eh?
What are you gonna do?
Tell him.
Small price to pay. It's a pleasant apartment. I enjoyed it. I have no bed bugs. I was checked today.
What was that about?
Just trying to figure out where she gotta go.
I guess so.
Looking at this place, like, she goes, looking to go there to get one of those pieces of paper or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, it might be new.
Yeah, I haven't seen that car.
What if she was running the biggest drug operation?
Maybe she's running numbers.
That would be some shit, wouldn't it, though? Just this whole time, she just... That's all her fucking dealers. I never seen that one coming across, have you?
Oh, I've seen... I've seen one or two people go there in Scrubs. But that don't mean shit.
That doesn't really mean anything.
Well, I have seen Latrice go there.
That would be their real job, too.
That's Becker's cousin. Charge. Bitches.
Who's Becker's cousin?
Latrice.
O'Neal?
Absolutely.
You want to know what's weird? Is there's a famous comedian called Patrice O'Neal.
Yes. Yes, there is.
They're still looking.
What the fuck you want, playa? Get it. Go get it.
Probably you're looking for a place that they could,
rob.
Either rob or,
I think they're just looking for someone's house.
When?
They're either black or Hispanic.
Then I said wreck them. Damn near killed them. Mm-hmm. Bastards.
Oh. And that was the second time I caught crab. I'm good on that.
And that's when I found out pubes turn white. Here I got a question
do
for you.
Do they still make movies? Like good ones?
No.
I haven't heard or seen anything.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
They come out straight to Netflix.
And they don't do comedy no more because it's too offensive. So.
Yeah.
I watch new movies every fucking night.
Well, they think it.
She pays out her ass. She's stupid. Yes. She's $3.99, $4.99, $6.99. Whatever. And they're all terrible.
Yeah.
You don't ever remember the endings of none of them because they just end. And the movies are fucked up. I paid that $20 for that Top Gun 2, man. I was so pissed off.
It sucked.
Hell yeah. It was terrible.
Uh-huh. I never saw
that. That's
it. Yeah. You know what Goose's son name was?
Hmm.
Rooster. That was his call sign.
Rooster?
Rooster.
Rooster? Yeah. Oh, that was his kid?
Yeah.
Alright. They didn't tell you that in the preview, the commercials.
No. Rooster.
Does he get back up in a plane?
Who?
Cruz?
Oh, yeah, Maverick. Yeah. Oh, he's the man. Oh, yeah. He showed them young boys how to do it.
But
I'm just going to hit the breaker and fly right by him. What? Yeah, that was stupid.
He said he's going to hit the brakes?
Well, in the first I remember. Yeah. I'm going to draw him in closer. Why? Because I'm going to hit the brakes and going to fly right by him. Hits the brakes and goes up like that in the air. You don't remember that in Top Gun?
Yeah, I remember it now.
One of my favorite movies of all time. 2 was just terrible.
Yeah. I can't believe how bad it's gotten in just the last 5 years of different shit. You can't do and say certain shit.
Bunch of pussies now.
Well, it's not just that, too. It's the racist thing. Yeah, racism sucks when it's really there.
Yeah.
But
it's not real.
It's there, but it's not like the way they're making it to be. They're making it worse. Like, who was it? Who the fuck just said it? Not too long ago. One of the coaches for the NFL. They asked him, they were like, So, do you have a good relationship with Mike Tomlin, seeing that he's the only other black? He goes, why does that matter what skin color we are, how good friends we are?
Was it Todd Boyles?
He goes, I got a lot of white friend coaches that are in the system. He goes, this will all go away when you guys stop talking about it so much. And I was like, see, that's what people need to start saying and hearing. It's crazy. Like, for instance, do you honestly think, unless they were using it in a racist way, like if my kid wanted to be something for Halloween, for instance, Ghostbusters, and we had this issue. He was 3 years old at the time. His favorite Ghostbuster was the black guy. And he wanted to paint his face black so he looked more like the guy. How is that fucking racist in any way?
People are stupid.
But then they have movies called White Chicks where some black guys put white paint on and that's normal. Which to me, I laughed my ass off in that movie. It was a funny movie. That's not racist in any way. But if you're going to say the other way around is racist, then you can't do that either. But it's... I think that's ridiculous.
I concur.
How long has it been since you done one of these? A long time?
A week.
Oh, you guys still doing that right now?
Absolutely.
What was it, like 2 years ago? Because you weren't here doing it last year, right?
Well, you took a break for a while.
Well, the time before you took the break, we were having the same conversation.
No, we didn't.
Bullshit.
We never once talked about it.
Bullshit. The same fucking conversation. Go back to it. You got them all recorded, don't you?
Yeah, they're up.
That's be your assignment.
Why my assignment?
Because it's all on your data.
You can go find it.
I can't. I'm not good at stuff like that. I don't even know how to download an app, Josh. I just text or call on my phone.
I can show you.
I'm good. Next thing I'll be hitting buttons and all my shit will be erased. I've done that before.
Fair enough.
That's your assignment next time we see you. I know you're going to pull it up, too.
I promise you I won't. Wait, I might. Let me see. Actually, what's the date today?
I have no idea.
17th.
Today's October 17th, 2022. So I'll look up a year ago from now, and I'll cut out a clip, and I'll put it right here. See if what we're talking about. Good idea.
I bet you Russia had something to do with it.
Fuck that, Russia.
That'll be in there.
Probably.
You said that twice now.
China did it.
China will be in there too.
Yep.
Something about the Castle of Grayskull.
Or the North Korean.
That might be in there. With the DMZ.
The DMZ or the DMZ?
DMZ. Stand for?
Demilitarized Zone.
Look at Jesse, man.
Here you go, D.
But you don't remember Pittsburgh with the escort chicks, man. You guys didn't get no pussy with escort chicks?
I don't remember. I must have smoked meth, and that's why I don't remember.
Did Jesse smoke?
He says I might have. I don't know. I'm guessing if they were smoking, and I probably did.
Would you have done that with that? What? That meth?
How old were you? I don't know. It depends on how old I was.
Really?
You know? I think back in the day, when we were younger, we wouldn't have known what the fuck it was. We'd be like, all right.
I was 26.
I would have been 24 then.
Like, I'm glad that shit wasn't around. Because I didn't even know what the fuck. I never even heard of meth.
Really?
When I was a kid.
Maybe I was a kid.
Heroin, yeah. Crack, yeah. Cocaine, yeah. Acid, mushrooms, yeah. But meth? The other one, the Angel Dust, I heard that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I just know. But I don't hear about that now.
I was just a little bit younger.
Yeah, but that was the PCP wasn't.
New Year's, I'm going to Pittsburgh. Like, you know what I mean? I got to stay up. All we're going to do is party, party, party the whole time.
Cough break.
Names of house.
Oh,
Leroy.
No, he can't be named.
Well, I can't.
That's what he says every time. Don't Jay my
name.
Yeah,
I can't say his name on the podcast.
Call him little buddy.
No, it's he who can't be named.
He who can't be named.
But yeah, Ray found it just sitting there, a little bag. And Ray's like, look what I found. And he hands it to me. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Was it like hard?
I go, is that meth?
Was it clear?
It was like cloudy. And it was like a piece of cloudy glass, but not jagged edges and shit. He brought it to the police station.
Shut up. Why don't you just fucking throw it down the toilet or something?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look what I found. What the fuck? Man, you're in possession, buddy. Around your back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, as soon as he said that, I was started holding it like this. So I was like,
get my fingerprint on there.
Not that. I just didn't know what the shit does. Like that. You see that fentanyl? They go right through your pores. You can overdose.
I don't know.
Cops were overdosing, giving people mouth to mouth, and or just getting it out of their pocket or whatever.
Honestly, I don't know if I can believe anything that comes out of the mainstream media. Like, we don't.
Oh, here's this fucking dude.
I can't believe it.
If he hates it so much, look at him stare. He hates it so much, but he just stares and he'll shake his head. The Trump shit.
Oh.
It's okay, man.
Maybe he's just
shaking
his head
because
he's
a
person.
No. Because he goes, I was out on my front porch. I fucking said something to him. Because he walks by my house and his dog's going, stay off that yard. There's some gun loving Trump supporter there. I go, better than a fucking pedophile Biden fucking supporter. He looks up at me and, well.
Yeah, you talk shit, you better take it, you know.
Like, he didn't know I was up there. That's what it was.
Oh, you're on your porch?
Yeah, I was up on my porch. Me and Sam were. And his dog went, which I didn't care if his dog went in the yard. As long as they clean it up. You know, I don't give a fuck. I ain't, like, so right there. He tried to shit, and he just pulled him away. He probably, wait until we get around the corner. I won't have to pick it up. Usually I fucking run over to my mom's and get up on the fence and look over and you can't clean that shit. What I should do, because I mow the banks sometimes, and you gotta dodge that shit. No, not usually. There ain't really tons. Well, there'll be plop here and some here sometimes. I hate it.
I've never seen anybody over there take a bag with them.
What I want to do is get a little hook on the fence there and put a bunch of bags back there. So when I see him, I go run over there and, hey, whoa, you don't got a bag? Here you go, right there. Got them ready for you. The one guy over here, I seen him come across, so I went over there and watched him. And then he went all the way down and went around, and he shit right by the driveway. And he looked up at me, and he's like, I live right around the corner. I'm going to get a bag. I'll come back. He did.
Yeah, he told me. Yeah. He came right around, though. Mm-hmm. He said, he came right around right to the driveway. got shit wars going on, huh?
I don't care if they do it in the neighbors because they don't care about their shit. If they don't care about your shit, then...
Mm-hmm. Don't do it in my mind, Jared.
But when people are mowing it and taking care of the yard, why would you just let the shit sit there? But I'd let it sit there, but I'd go home and say, hey, Trey, or one of the kids... The dog just shit right over here. You gotta go get it. That's how I was younger.
Just keep on moving.
The guy up on Colfax, almost all the way up to Hazeltine, he came out with, are you gonna clean that dog shit? I'm like, no, I'm not. He goes, yeah, you are. I go, you see me still walking, right? And I'm walking on the street. He goes, I'm going to call the cops. I said, good, I'll be home by the time they get here, so that's fine. I'm not cleaning that shit. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I'm not doing it.
I'm not showing up your house?
No. I know they did over some Christmas lights. But they're still, to this day, she's a lying bitch.
Yeah, dogs on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get it until the people on the street.
I know it was you, because there's dog cans all over my yard.
Take her out.
Lying bitch.
Take her outside. She'd pee in somebody's yard, peeing. Hope you're gonna clean that up. Will you tell me, explain to me how I clean up pee?
Oh, yeah.
No, shut right the fuck up. But, man, they were all just assholes. There's
a sponge.
I'd say you're lucky I'm not pissed on your goddamn lawn.
If she shit, I would have picked it up. You act like I don't fucking see you sitting right there.
Like me, myself, and Irene. You ever watch that movie?
Oh, yeah, I better remember it.
Where it's Jim Carrey, he has that split personality there, or whatever it's called. Okay. And the neighbor dog kept shitting in the yard, so he went right up in the house, snatched a newspaper from him, went right out in the yard and pulled his pants down and shit in the yard. That movie's funny.
They don't make good comedies anymore.
You're not allowed.
Good call. It'll come back around.
Just imagine if Lisa Lepinelli, you know, she was like nothing but race jokes. Mm-hmm. That's what her comedy was.
Except black guys.
Yeah. I had more black dick in me than a urinal at the Apollo.
Yeah, she's funny.
Hey, what does he say? How do you get a black guy to go down on you? Put a chicken wing between your thighs. How do you get a Chinese guy? Put a menu down there. Well, she always said that shit.
She stepped down or retired for some reason. She lost it. I heard she lost it on stage. And I don't remember. I'm too stoned.
She can't say what she wants to say anymore. Comedy is done. Unless you do magic.
Well, it's some comedy. Because there's still a few comedians like Dave Chappelle and them guys, they're out there saying, listen, we're gonna continue to do the comedy, so if you don't like it, just don't fucking come.
Don't come.
I like she says at her thing. You know, it's fuck comedy. If you don't like it, why'd you come?
You know. It's like Mark Norman, man. Mark Norman's a good comedy.
See that dude over there? That's the dude who fucking wanted to fight me. That little skinny motherfucker right there. And his girlfriend was trying to fight Sam. Huh? The blonde girl.
Oh, the Leroy started? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait, the man that can't be named.
He who
cannot be named started.
It all boiled right down.
Shit goes downhill.
I was working at my house. I was like, well, fuck.
Should have got involved.
I did. So then she started saying something to me. And I'm like, what? Hey, what?
Fuck. Oh, she thought you were just saying the shit, not Leroy?
No, I come out. No, she was arguing with Leroy. But not until I come out in Uncle's front yard, looking up at the house at my work I was doing. I hear something behind me. I turn around, and then they're going at it. And then she gets out of her truck, walks closer to Leroy, and they're going at it. Then she starts walking on the sidewalk, looking at me, starts yelling at me. And I'm like, what? I go, don't fucking be mad at me. Everything he's saying is the fucking truth. And then it all started right with me. I'm like, what the fuck? And I even told the dude over there that, I said, like, I was working on my fucking house, so, and then all you motherfuckers started running your mouth. And I even told him, I said, yeah, I know about you. I know how you have cancer. I said, I prayed for you. I hope you beat that shit. I said, but this other bullshit you got going on, fuck that.
I'm fuck kids right here.
Because I guess him and my brother used to be friends. Mm-hmm. He used to be real good in football and shit.
I have a friend who,
Didn't get one out.
Who I think got pretty big into the needle.
I don't know what it is with them. It's them fucking fentanyl down and shit.
I'm worried someday I'm gonna need Narcan because my weed got fucking tampered with.
No, you don't even have a chance. No. Because nobody. Well, none of us are gonna have Narcan. You can be dead. Bud?
Cool. I got Narcan at home.
I'm dead. Oh, much of that shit. Then you, if people heard about that, all of a sudden you're a junkie. They had a Narcan and a junkie. No, I was on the weed qualifier. You know what I mean? But nobody's gonna believe you.
Well, that would be in the...
Whatever, everybody's ready.
And they'd make it a big deal.
Yeah.
Because weed's illegal now.
You know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to go right from... Doesn't he get out at 5:30? Doesn't he get out at 5:30?
Good Lord, man.
Goulash for dinner.
Trey, goulash? Because he's something special.
You know what I made for lunch?
Goulash. Was it good?
It was. It's actually this is the second goulash I've ever made. The first one was horrid because I didn't have enough sauce. So I made sure I had enough sauce this time. Fucking delightful. Put some country style sausage and some ground beef. Fry that shit up. Put in your sauce, put in the noodles, let it fucking simmer for half hour, 45 minutes. Being delicious.
What?
What?
What is?
Goulash, man. Goulash, man.
I like your apartment.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
What floor are you on?
Second.
Elevator in that place?
Mm-hmm.
No elevator?
No elevator.
And how many floors is there?
Four.
Man, I'd hate to live up on the fourth fucking floor, man.
Me too. Went in.
That's what I'm talking about. In or out. Hopefully it's a bunch of shit you don't care about. You just throw it out the fucking window.
Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Damn, that would suck.
I've already said I'm not moving out of that place until I can afford to pay somebody to move for me.
Yeah, something like that. That would suck with those faults. Fire alarms. There's so many places in there.
My fucking fire alarm keeps going off, but that's because I cook bacon without the fan going. If I turn the fan on, everything's good. You just gotta be careful when you're cooking bacon.
How much you pay a month for that?
$650. Yeah. Everything included. Including Wi-Fi and cable.
I ain't bad, man.
Not at all. I'm surviving. I'm kind of glad I didn't get into that place over on the lake and sell it on there. That was a little... I was at the upper end of my price range. I'd be tight with cash all the time, and I don't want that. But I do gotta soon invest in a snow brush.
You don't have one?
I don't have one.
Every time you walk by a snow brush at work, well, probably not that much.
Not yet. But they're starting to come out. So that's what's giving me the idea that I need to pick one up right quick. Pretty soon I'll be moving to work in 2 to 11.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
What do you work now?
8 to 5.
That's good hours.
Those are good hours.
You're gonna get out at 5? You know, 11 sucks going at 2. Fuck that. I hate that shit.
Yeah, well. It's getting me out of maintenance. Getting me out of pulling trash.
What are you gonna do?
Electronics. I'll be selling TVs and shit.
How much discount you get up there?
10%.
Probably don't allow you guys to do layaway. At least the employees.
I don't think they might. I don't know.
They take it right out of your check.
They might. I don't know.
More money going back to them.
But there is an app for that shit called Afterpay or something. And that's how Becca got a garage shit for me. But I guess since we're done smoking, we should end the session. So, Mr. G, thanks for being a guest appearance. Thanks for your guest appearance. Good shit. Be a better version of yourself. Smoke weed every goddamn day.
It's like his pep talk thing.
And just, look, why has he got to ruin it? Why does he got to do that?
Do you do that with
you do. Well, sometimes I go, Uncle, be a better version of yourself. Phil, smoke weed every goddamn day. Mr. G, D, just fucking make shit happen, man.